I got involved with Iditarod because my wife started teaching in Alaska in 2016 in Akiak, and I came up to visit her during spring break, which was winter here, and not much to do. You go into the school, the store, or the post office, and we got that done. She went to the school and brought me a book from the library about the Iditarod, and I started reading that. Just got intrigued by the athleticism of the dogs. I do canine rehab work and work with muscular skeletal issues, and so that sparked my interest. And then over the following years, while she was up here working, I just kept reading up on it and researching it, and decided, you know, I was going to do this one day. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because I wanted to see the event and have the adventure firsthand. And get to see parts of Alaska that, you know, a lot of people will never, ever see. And in the process, meet other colleagues that are interested and have that driving interest in being outdoors and dealing with the elements and all the unusual things that we encounter in the backwoods of Alaska. So one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was the first time I got to use an outhouse in 8-degree temperatures after digging it out from 5 feet of snow. What I know for sure in life is that God grants us all a set amount of time on this earth. We don't know what it is. If there's an adventure or something out there that sparks a fire, you need to chase it.